are on that. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. But before we start that Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, I'd like to mention one Ha'ore, which I had on that Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, which is Negei to us on that Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis also. The Gemara says that the Machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva, Refuchlat Asher, or Gusham Asher, is dependent how you learn Pshat in the Pesach, Umochu es Hasher Hachai. Who sells the Sher? So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Nizik and Mazik sell the Sher. We say, Huchlat Asher. So automatically, the Nizik has gets a Shutfus in the Sher. The Pesach is speaking about Asher Shovem Asayim, Shenogach, Sher Shovem Asayim. So Mocho as Asher. According to Rabbi Yishmael, Umocho is going on Bezin. Bezin sells the Sher. So Lechayre, I didn't understand, what is Pshat Bezin sells the Sher? We had mentioned yesterday from the Ravid. The Ravid explains, and Lechayre, this is Shitas Rashi also. The Ravid explains that the halacha is that the mazik to be mesalik bezuzi, b'sha'as amoda bedin, but he has to be mesalik bezuzi. He has to have money ready, and he gives money and finished, and then bezin is not machlet to share to the nizik. If he doesn't have any money, he's not giving money, so Bezin right away is machlet the sheir to the nizik. We don't waste time. There's no hamtone. There's no stalling. Either money or the sheir. So I didn't understand. So what is pshat umochu es hasheir? Bezin sells the sheir. What happened over here? If he gave money, so he gave money. So what are you selling the sheir for? If he didn't give money, so Bezin says he's a shutif in the, so they give him a chelik in the sheir. So what's umochu es hasheir? I didn't chap, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the mochu? Why is Bezin selling it? So I saw in the Hemek Dover on Chumash, he says, in Bezin this svore is mentioned in the Rivo and Shit Mekabetzes mentions a similar svore. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that will say, let's say the Mazik doesn't have any money. So Bezin says, no money. We'll give him a chelik in the sheir. So the Mazik says, I don't want to be a shutif with him in the sheir. I owe him money. But because I owe him money, you're going to make I should be a shutif with him in the sheir? I don't want to be a shutif. I mean, this is the nuzivig we're making. This I don't want. I owe him money, but I don't want to be a shutif with him. And then McDowell says, this is a tainer. I mean, why should I have to be a shutif with him? So that's why umochas asher. That means money I'm not giving. I don't have any money. So Bezin will say, but I don't want to be a shutif with him. So Bezin will say, we'll sell the shir. We'll sell the shir and he'll get paid up and you'll get paid up. So this is an alternative to avoid shutvis, and the posik was, the posik is speaking about that a shir shavu mesayim, shenogach shir shavu mesayim. So the, if it's yuchlat, if the shir will be given to the nizik, there'll be shutvis. The mazik can tain, I don't want to be a shutvis, so therefore Bezin sells the shir. Now, let us go to the Gemara Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Omamah, this is around, these are four lines on the thin lines before the lines spread out. Omamah, Mochoi, Mocho L'Ridya. We're speaking about, according to Rabbi Shmuel, before Hamada Bedin, Mochoi, Mocho L'Ridya. If he sold it, so it sold L'Ridya for Harisha till the Amodah Bedin, and then it's Einei Mocho, then we take it away from the Likayah. Higdishai Mugdish, again, after Amodah Bedin, really we should take it away from Hegdish, because now it's Bezel was machlet the shoyer to the nizik if he didn't give him any money, so that would he has to be paid from Hegdish mishum derababo. Shachtoi v'nosnei b'matone. Now case number 3, which we will be discussing, the mazik shechted the shoyer v'nosnei b'matone. Masha osa osu. So here, it's done with. It's over and done with. Which means that the nizik doesn't, the man understood, the nizik doesn't get anything. The nizik doesn't get anything. Shachte v'nosne b'matone, masha osa osu. So this, the Gemara is, has a problem. What is pshat in this? So before we go further, I'd just like to mention a moiridike kasha that the Pnei Yeshua has, and the Meribin is mamtik the kasha is moiridik. So, the Pnei Yeshua says that this din, shachtoi, v'nosnei b'matone, is moiridik. It's a beautiful aloha. What's moiridik? We had asked Akasha before that mochoi eine mocho, that means afterwards he takes it away from the lekeach. That means till amoda bedin it's mocho v'charishe, and when there's amoda bedin it's eine mocho. Now Bezel was machle to share for me, it's my share, so I take it away from it. An apoiteke, so I take it away from the lekeach. Fine. So the Gemara asked Akasha. Gemara asked Akasha, even as an apoitiki, we learned also Shayre apoitiki is mochai ein balchayv goyve meno. If you say, I thought it's an apoitiki, good, the Shayre is an apoitiki, fine. But if you made a mamish Shayre an apoitiki, and then the loive sold it, so the malva can't mon from the lakuchas. So the Gemara says, yeah, you know what pshat is over there? There's a lumbus over there. Because there is a takonis ha-lakuches. Lakuches are unaware that this share is an apaitiki. So if you'll mon the share from the lakuches, we're ruining the economy. People will stop buying. Maybe it's an apaitiki, maybe it's not. You take it away from me. I bought it, and now you take it away from me. So memela, since there's no koil, Afilu, he made it an apoitki, also shayri apoitki, there's no koil, so you can't take it away from the lakuches, who's at hakonis hashuk. But a shayr that shtoist another shayr, there, here there's a koil, turin, akhone, everybody knows this shayr is a nagar, so memeles of this shayr is a nagar, so the lakuches also know. So when he bought this shayr, he was fully aware that this is Asher Nagach, that the picture is smeared all over the newspapers, this is Asher Nagach, and he knows that it's an apoitiki, he knows everything. And so if he buys it, it's on his own risk, he didn't make a takone. So when Bezdin is after Amoda Bedin, we take it from the Lekeach. You knew it was an apoitiki. You knew that there's a possibility that it'll be taken away from you. You bought it? Fine. That's what the Gemara said before. Zok te pnei Yeshua, that's moiridik. That is dafke, visel asher nakhen te alekeach. So memela the lekeach knew that it's a asher nagach and he still bought it. So the nizik can be gaiva from the lekeach. You knew about it. You bought it on your own risk. Shachtoi. But what is it he shechted the Sher Nagach? Now he's in the steak business. He's selling steaks. He shechted the Sher, and he goes, V'nosne b'matone. Nope, so when we'll talk about V'nosne b'matone in 1 second. Oh, but V'nosne, let's talk about Mochoi. Let's talk about Shachtoi v'umochoi. So he shechted the Sher. So now we're selling steaks. Now the lekeach goes, he's making a chasna, so he buys all the steaks, he needs this time, he buys it. Baruch Hashem, ready for the chasna, he gets a knock on the door, the Nizik is here. Shuldik, the stakes are Meshubah to me. It's Hamad Abedin, the stakes are Meshubah to me. Give me the stakes. Shame Hashem, I'll be Yachul B'Nailon. And I didn't know about it. No one ever told me about it. There's no coil by stakes. By a Turin Akrona, there's a dust. So Masha Osi Yosi. So it's finished. Here we say that Akrona Sashuk, we will not take away from the Lekeich. The Lekeich did not know at all that this stake is an apoitiki. Lekeich didn't know about it. So Memele, so Masha Osi Yosi. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. The Gemara's going to have problems with this halacha. Pnei Yeshua says it's beautiful. It's moiridik. And the Mrebine is moisif, one knech. The Mrebine brings down, there's a machloikis. There's a machloikis harishainim. This din that we said, also shayre apoitiki. Also shayre apoitiki. And you sell it, you can't mon from the lakuchis. Because there's no coil, some of the osa shari apoitiki, he can't mon from the lakuchis, because they didn't know about it. What is osa shari apoitiki, and he gave it the matone? He gave it the matone to someone. So, there's a big machlokes of rishayinim. Other rishayinim hold, the machlokes the Rashba and Tosfos. Other rishayinim hold, he gave it a matone, so, like this, we say when he sold it. Also, let's go back to the first case. Also, shayre apoytiki. You have a malvin, a loive. The loive made the malvin lent the money. The share is an apoytiki. I'll be able to be goyve the choy from the share. Give aldik. Now the loive goes, a shayge chen kamoy. He goes and sells the share. He goes and sells the share, and where's the apoytiki? It's sold. He gives them the address. He can go to him. The Malva comes to the Lekeach. Lekeach says, I didn't know. I know that this is an apoitiki. I didn't know about it. So the din is, the Malva loses. Al stakonis ashuk fafal. You can't be goyva from the Lekeach. This was the apoitiki. Fafal. Takonis ashuk. I mean, we have to ensure the economy. Fafal. That's also shayri apoitiki. Umochoi is mocho. You can't be goyva. What is if the same scenario, also shayre apoitiki, and he gave it the matone? So here, so there's a svarim rishonim to say, matone, listen, the malva should lose the share because he gave him a matone. Yeah, there's no economy over here. There's no, he didn't buy it. He gave him a matone. So let the malva come over now to the makabo matone, and tell the Mekabo Matone, listen, I gave you a Matone, very good, you sent him a thank you card, but I am loose for you. This share is my apoitiki, you give it back to me. So there's a Shita Sarishaini, by Matone there's no Takone Sashuk. I mean, there's no, you got it for free. So I should lose because he gave you a Matone. You give it back. And other Rishainim say that, another Rishonim say that afilu by matone, there's also a takone sashuk. Machlokes sashuk. They didn't differentiate between mecher and matone. They said, if there's no koil and it was sold, finished. The malva can't be goyve. Machlokes Rishonim. So Tim Rebina said, this is what the Barais is telling us. It's beautiful. Shachtoi. He shachted it. There's no koil anymore. Benasnei b'matone, and he gave it b'matone. So really matone, you also take back when there's a koil. When there's a koil, you would take back. But since there's no koil, it's by matone, if there'd be a koil, you take back 100%. It would be a koil. But since there's no koil, so by matone, you don't take back. And forget the Baraisa wants to tell us, according to these Rishonim, that's the Chiddush. If there's no koil, afilu by matona, you don't take back. So, and the Gemara is going to have a problem with this Baraisa, what the Baraisa is telling us. And the Gemara goes into all different things. In fact, of Bnei Yeshua, it's Moiradik. The Baraisa is telling us Moiradik Alochis. Shachtoi, so there's no koil anymore. V'nosne b'matone, that even though he gave it b'matone, but even though I gave it a matone, there's also a takone sashuk. and we don't take it away. Masha osa osli. Right, this is Akasha to Delvan. But now we'll see the Gemara. We'll see now how the Gemara had problems with this last halach in the Baraisa. So the Gemara says like this. Shachtev in Nasnim b'matone ma'asha osa yosui. So the Gemara made it into two cases. Bishloim in Nasnim b'matone, if he gave a lebedek yosher b'matone ma'asha osa osui l'ridye. So that's very good. He gave him matone, a lebedek yosher. So kol zman is no amote bedin. It's v'akoyf l'ridye. That's good. Ela shachtai, so all of a sudden, ela shachtai, so the Gemara understood, shachtai means when he shachted it, is also masa osu yosui, and the nizik lost his shibut, the nizik lost his shibut on the meat. So the Gemara says, why did he lose his shibut on the meat? Leisei vilishtale mi bisre, let him go, it's an apoitiki, the sheir is an apoitiki, so memelet meshubitim. So now he shechted it. So what's Masha Osi Osi finished? Let him go in mon from the meat of the shayr. The sanya, we learned a baraisa. Chai ein li yelo chai, shochtei minayim, tamad loyma umochai es hasher mikol mokim. So hasher, afilu, it was gishochten, it's also an apoitiki. Agavulche, the way we mentioned in the beginning, we'll understand. It must be derived from Machu es Asher. So we mentioned in the beginning of this year, the whole reason Machu is that Bezin sells it because the Mazik doesn't want to be a Shittah with the Nizik. So here it says, Machu es Asher, Afilu, Ageshachten Asher, Bezin also sells because the Mazik doesn't want to be a Shittah with the Nizik in the meat. But Al Koponim we see, that the nizik has the meat is meshubit for the nizik. That's why you sell it if he doesn't want to be shutif with him. Umoches asher mikol moke. I saw others want to say the chiddush umochay es asher. The chiddush is afilu shachtai, and you shouldn't say that. A tam is mishalem migufay. Migufay means the share that was mazik. If it was gishochten, it's aponim chadoshes. That's not the gufa share. That's called aliyah already. In bechlal, you can't be goive from aliyah by a share tam. So it says no, it's a share. No, this is the share. This is the share. It's also it's an apodim. The share is meshubet. The meat is meshubet. So mamela, why is masha also? He shechted it fine. Let the nizik go and mum from the meat. Omar Rav Shizvi leNitzra Ella lePchas Shchite. No, you're learning wrong pshat in the Braise. The Braise is coming to tell us like this: the shayr was worth $100, and he owed him $100. So fine. So he owed him $100. It's an apaytiki for $100. Then the mazik went and shechted it. It's worth $90. The shchita geshachta beim is worth less than a life. It's worth $90. So masha osi this $10 hefsid that the mazik made, followed. The nizik he lost his $10 and he has no way of regaining this $10. He says, what is pshat? Pshat is that he only can mon mi gufoi. So Kozman the share was alive, the guf was worth $100. Now the share is geshachta, it's worth $9. What should he do? If I follow. So Masha Osi Yosi, he lost the Shabbos. It's finished. Amar Rav Shizvi leNitzra Elo lePchas Shchite. Let's see what Rashi says so far. Nosti b'matone Masha Osi Yosi leRidye kimechire. That would be very good by Nosti b'matone. Elo shochtoi kesal kedaitach Masha Osi Yosi Lafkui minizik, the nizik can't be goyved anymore. That time, the hosim like a lebeim aleridia, you can't say it's osi that there's no ridia by a geshacht nebeheime. So my answer to lepcha shchite, ma she nivchisu doma vishchitosoi, ein a mazik mishalom. It's a mishalom migufoi, so the guf asher is now worth $90, so these $10 you lose. Omar Rav Huna Bereid Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Huna Bereid Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, but there's another problem over here. Good, he can only mon the share shochet, which is worth $90. But this was meshubit, this share was meshubit to the nizik. Now, when the mazik shechted it, he was mazik the shibut of the nizik. This is meshubit, I have something that's worth $100,000 meshubit to me. And you were mazik it, and now it's only worth $90. So you should pay me, not als tam, you should pay me als mazik. You were mazik my shibut. So pay me $10. So why does it say masha osui, that the nizik, these $10 are lost? Why is it lost? You were mazik it, pay me for it, als mazik. At Rav Huna b'reit Rav Yeshua gizot, oh, from here we see Amir de Kichidish, that mazik shibudoi shel chaveira yispot. What does that mean? That the chi of tashlume mazik is of a mazik your mama. If this is your mama, if this would be your behemoth, and I mazik it, and it's before it was worth 100, now it's worth 90. I was mazik you $10. But when I shechted it, it wasn't your behemoth. It was meshubit to become yours. No. Mazik shibudoi shel chaveiroi. Your potter. That's cool. I wasn't mazik your mama. I was mazik something that was meshubit to become yours. No. So mazik is potter. So Mamela, that's the chiddush of Masha Osi Yossi, the way Rav Shizvi said Pshat in the Baraisa, that, so he said, Zoi Soi Meres, from this Baraisa we can learn how to gewalt the chiddush, Hamazik Shibudai Shal Chaveiro Ipoto. Frag the Gemara, Pshita. I mean, Anshudik, you need Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua to tell me, oh, the Baraisa says he only gives him $90, he loses the $10. Oh, from here I see Mazik Shibudei Shal Chaveiroi Potter. Frag the Gemara, Zichr, that's right. You need Rav Huna. Rav Huna saw it. And a 10-year-old won't be able to see it from the Baraisa. Zois Emeris. He discovered America. That's what. From here I see Mazik Shibudei. That's what the Baraisa say. That the Pchas, Masha Osei Yosei, he loses the $10. So that's pshat. Mazik Shibudei Shal Chaveiroi is Potter. Someone says, no, without Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, you'd learn a different pshat in this baraisa. Mal de teime hosmu de omeloi lechasarticha v'loi midi. I wasn't machsa you anything. De omeloi zike ba'almuhu de shokle minoch. I would think not that he's potter because it's mazik shibudai. It's not my mazik. He's Yeshua. Here's your share, the same share as here, same share before. Here's the share. What did I do? I just took out the Ruach Chaim. That's called a mazik. We'll come back later to this Gemara, this Apeladik Gemara, but let's just learn between this Gemara. That means without Rav Shizvi, without Rav Huna B'reid Rav Yeshua, I would say Pshat, mazik shibudai is Chaim. If it's Meshubit, you're mazik and you're taka Chaim. So therefore, if there's a kalke of Reuven is Meshubet to Shimon, and Reuven will dig holes in the kark and make it worth less. Reuven Zeche has to pay Shimon. Mazik Shibudei is Chayiv, even though it's not yours completely. It's Abba. Mazik Shibudei is also Chayiv. Why over here is he Potter? Because he's not a Mazik. He didn't do anything. It's a Zikya Shokleminoch. What do I do? Zikya Balmud is Shokleminoch. I'm a Mazik. I just took out Ruach Chayiv. That's how I could learn pshat, and he's not a mazik. So Rav Huna said, no, he is a mazik, and the reason he's potter, because there's a lomdus of mazik, shibudai shel chaveiro is potter. If it's not yenims yet, it's only meshubit yenim, there's no din tashlume mazik on a shibud. Let's go further. Aber bi yam le khaim ni sta ke mazik shibut kemash malo fragt die gemorge fein okay I hear that means but the zay say meres is epis like it seems you figured this out from this member of rashizvi hanami rabam this is enough in the din that mazik shibut is potter Doma rabbe hasoyrev shtoroysov shol chaveiroi potter. That means as follows, that Reuven lends Shimon money, b'shtar, and Reuven has a shtar. The shtar says that he lent him $100. Now this shtar is a very valuable document. From this shtar, that Reuven holds the shtar, see, he lent him $100. From that Reuven has the shtar, you see this $100 wasn't paid back. Shtorcha b'yodi, my boy. This shtar is a moira de kezach. So means, with Reuven has the shtar, Shimon can't raise a choice from the choice. He borrowed the money, he didn't pay back the money, murdered it. Kumt Levi, and he goes and burns the shtar. He comes, so Levi comes and burns the shtar that Reuven had. Now, Reuven comes to Shimon without the shtar, pay back. Who says, I borrowed money, I paid you back already. Now already, the choiv that Reuven had, it goes down the drain. It's. And Rabbi said, you're potter. The one who burnt the shtar, Levi, who burnt the shtar, he's potter. He's potter to pay Reuven. So what's that kipshat? It's mazik shibudai, because I only threw the slave. You didn't have Shimon's money. You had a shibud on Shimon. And through burning the shtar, you lost the shibud. So the Gemara frags, so why did the loshen of Rav Huna zoysay meres? Is you can from Rabbi, there's a famous member of Rabbi, and Rabbi is an Odom Choshev that said this, we know from there already, that Mazik Shibudah Yishal Chavei Repota. So Moses says, no, there's not called Mazik Shibudah. Mal de Teima Hosom Ad Omalei, Nai Reba Alme Kaloi Minoch. That's not called he was Mazik the Shibud. He burnt the shtar, and through that the shtar is burnt, he can't be goyva from him. It's not called he's masik the shibud. This is a grome, that the burning the shtar, you can't be goyva the shibud. Avol eichet de chofa bo boire sich in the moris, but Rav Huna is talking about an ernst shaila, that Reuven's kark is meshubit to Shimon, and it's worth $100, and Reuven goes and digs in it and destroys the kark, that's only worth $50. So there are stake masik the shibud of Shimon. So there I would think that Yimachuyev Taka, you can't see this from Rabbi. Kamash Malon. So that's the Chiddush of Rav Huna Bereide Rabbi Yeshua, that Rav Huna Bereide Yeshua said that Shochtoi, Masha Osei Osei, the Ptur is because Mazik Shibudoi. That's the Ptur. Tohoche Kamam Dachofa Baboy Resich in the Moris Domi, Vekoma Masha Osi Osi. So here we see Take, the Ptur is Alts Mazik Shibudai. So let's see Rashi. Shibudai Shal Chaveri, Kaka Meshubedes Lachaveri. Pshite the Moche Shemino Lo, Beloi Memre Daravune, Hori Garsine, Onami Rabbe Omre, the Omer Rabbe. So Rashi explains, Rabbe Odom Choshev Hoyo, Moy Odom Choshev, Kigayim Rabbe, Oy Rabbe, Pachine Kilaksiv Bemishnoi Bebrais. If Odom Choshev says something, it's black and white, it's like a equivalent to Mishnah, so Memela, this din we know from Rabbe. The man the Chofa Boabore, Sichin Amor is Domi, Shreya Shchite, Niris Venikeres. Now, we'll come back to this Rashi also. But now, we have to know, this is a very, very difficult Gemara. The Gemara had a havamina to say that could be Mazik Shibuda Yischayit. And the reason that he's potter when he shechted it, because Ziki Ba'alma Hu Deshokli Minoch. What did I do? I just took out some luft. Luachayim I took out. What did I do? Fragt Rav Shimon, what do you mean, Zika Baalme? You didn't do anything. I mean, listen, before when the Zika was inside, this was a shir that could work, and now it can't work anymore. It lost that shimush. So he says, so what will you say? That the Gemara helped. That's not called, I was mazik the chayfetz. You lost a shimush, but it's not called, I was mazik the chayfetz. The same mazik means I damage the chayfetz. The chayfetz is here, the same shayr is here with the same basa. The shayr is here that was before, he's missing ruachayim, that's all he's missing. But that's not called I damage the chayfetz. You lost a shimush now. The way the chayfetz is now, so you can't be chayrish with it. But that's not called I damage the chayfetz. Maybe that's pshat in the gemara. So that's not called mazik. Fregt Rav Shimon. So let's go, so what'll be? So he says, I know a pasuk fakert. And pasuk says, if a shayr falls into a boyer and dies, bal a boyer yishalem. What did he do? Zike ba'alme kashok lebinei. So he took away another shimish. Before you can work with it, before you can, and now you can't work with it, now you can't eat it. Okay, so you lost two shimushim. But the shayr is here. You can make shoes out of it. You can sell it for dog food. I mean, what? If you're telling me that a heder shimush is not called a hezek, so he doesn't understand pshat. So why does a shayr fell into a bear and he died? Why does the bala bear have to pay? Zika kashok liminei. What's And the yellow sashacha eske ki gav sharisha shereyu v'meis amochas the whole parsha of negich is the share died. What's the problem? Share is still here. It's missing zikir. Mazik. As if I trap Shimon. The kasha is a muradike kasha. So Rab Shimon mitoich adchak says that's poshet. If a person possesses a shayr, and I killed the shayr, and the whole hefsed is takadi shemushim, it can't be chayrish, you can't eat it, that's sicher hezek. That's poshet. That, the gemara to have a mina, by shibud, that would you magereya the eiches hadova v'tashmishoi v'kamus hadova nishar b'shleimusoi. There the gemoyer ahavamine shepota the ein loy shibut kiim al kamus hadova umamoshoi. So Rav Shimon wants to say there's a difference if I'm mazik someone's money or if I'm mazik his shibut. If I'm mazik someone's money, so it's your money, so now before it was a life share, now it's a dead share. That's called I was mazik your money. I was mazik your share. So the Gemara have mina by shibud. So the Gemara held only the kamus and the mamish is meshubit. Not the tashmishim are not meshubit. So therefore it's not called mazik. It's not called mazik shibudai because the gufa share was meshubit, not the tashmishim. So it's not called mazik shibuda. And the Gemara's machadish, it is called mazik shibuda. I feel veiches hadova. That's how Rav Shimon learns. The yellow sashacha says something else. That's me, what I'm going to say over, he doesn't say. But I was nesoira from what he said, that's me, a very interesting ta'ore. Let us, for 1 second, let us clear a shayla. A person is a mazik, has a shayr. And it's a tam, and then will be that, come to Bezen, or me a mother bedin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's not paying one penny for the hezek. Let, Nizik take the shayr. Finished. I mean, that's, he made up his mind. Gufa Misham, let him take the shayr. Shalom al Yisrael. But now let me ask a very pertinent question. The hezek occurred someday. Sunday occurred the hezek. Bezen first opens up Thursday. Midwinter vacation. Al-Kaponim, Bezen's open up Thursday. Okay, so Thursday, no problem. Come to Bezen. Bezen asks what he wants. Want to pay? Nah, let him take the shirt. Fine. Called it. So now he starts thinking, from Sunday to Thursday, do I have to give it food? Why should I give it food? I'm not going to use it anymore. I made up my mind, let him take it. I have to feed his share. It's going to be his. I have to give it food. I don't have to give it food. The share is meshubatim, but my resources are not meshubatim to give it food. The kumen donestik, they come to Besden. They bring the share on the stretcher. It's dead already. It's a dead share. Here's the share. It's a meguven mishalom. Take the share. Lechayre. I think it's not a bad idea. I mean, the kaponim, it wasn't mechuyev. You want to come and feed it? Because I'm not mechuyev. I mean, this vote, I was in the seventh yellow sashacha, he's not mechuyev emtsutzishtel nalabedikisher. I mean, that's not my responsibility. So lechayre, he doesn't speak about this directly, but lechayre is not mechuyev to give him a labedikisher. I don't have to feed it. I'm not mechuyev to feed it. There'll be Meguvim Mishalm, you'll take it, and whatever it is, you'll take it. Im Kainim Anachnu, if that is so he'll tell him like this. He'll tell him, so I don't have to give you Labad Kishar. If I wanted to, I didn't have to feed it. I'd come Thursday, and instead of having a shoyer that weighed 500 pounds, And was geschachten, I could give you a share that weighs 50 pounds, which is my nutrition, and it's an availer. And I shechted it. So you know, I'll send you the bill for the shechita pretty soon. But al kolponim, you're telling me that it's worth, you lost $10? Who told you you were supposed to end up with a working share on Thursday? I gave you the geshacht in the share, put it in the freezer, I'm bringing it now Thursday to Besen. So lechayre, zike shokle minach, what did I do? I took away the chiyus. But there's no chiyuv on me to ensure chiyus. So if I took it away, so what's wrong? If I don't have to ensure chiyus, I can take away the chiyus also. Lechayre, that could be was the havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara's havamina was that if I don't have to ensure chiyus, I can take away chiyus. Zika ba'al meshok l'minoch. Now, Rashi is meiridik interessant. The last Rashi, Kamash Melon, Rashi says, Keman dechofa bo boirois sichin umaoreis domi, sherei hashchite niris v'nikeres. So who Rashi? What is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is saying, I'm called a mazik because you can see the shrita, you can see the shrita, it's nicker. So what? So what if you see it? Those that have a mean, according to Rab Shimon, those that have a mean is zikesh shok leminoch. That was the have a mean. By Shibud, you don't look at the eiches. So if you don't look at the eiches, suppose came around the shrita is nearest when he cares. I mean, why is it now called a mazik? What was nischadish? What was nischadish in the memory of Ravune? But perhaps the way we're saying it's not too bad. The way we're saying, that's 100% right. If you didn't want to give it food and it would die, b'cholak of it. That you're 100% right. But that does not entitle you to be mazik the shayr. You don't have to give it nutrition. But if you shechted it, that's called you a mazik disher. That's called a maisa ezek. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kodmu balei chayvis v'gviyoi bein chav atchele hizik. Now this is speaking about after hamode bedin. The Barais is speaking about after hamode bedin. And balei chayvis came and took it. They took it for themselves. They were taifis the shayah for themselves. Bein chav atshaloi hizik. Bein hizik atshaloi chav. So it doesn't matter. Sai the chayv was before the hezik occurred. So the shibud of the baal chayv was first. Bein hizik atshaloi chav. Or maybe the hezik was first and then
and then he borrowed the money, and he was meshabed the sheir, loy osa v'loy klum. So the Baal Chayv, who took the, who was goyve, who was typhus, the sheir, it's nothing. It's command the lesser, even though all the time tvisa helps, I'm typhus it for my chayv, here it won't help. V'shem ishtalim elam igufay. Because, so that means the tviya of the nizik is stronger than the tviya of the Baal Chai. That means we have here a shayr with two toivim, two shibudim. The Baal Chai has a shibud. The nizik has a shibud. V'shem ishtalim elam igufay. We have to know what this means. So now the Gemara is going to explain. So the Gemara, bishloime hizikat shaloi chav. No, this I understand. It was first Mazik. So first the Nizik acquired his shibud on the shir. And then he borrowed money, the Baal HaShir borrowed money in, was Meshabed the shir. Nizik in Kodmai. Say, so understand. So my shibud is first. Who are you to take away my shibud? So that I understand. If the Nizikin was first, and then the Alvo came, so you can't, that's, I have a Shibut Kedume, so you can't take away. That'll understand. Avol Chav Ad Sheloi Hizik, but the Baraisa says, if he had borrowed money first, and it was Meshubud already, Meshas Alvo, and later it was Mazik, so you also say that he can't take it for himself. Mashik biya laik biya. What's the yosh in this? Baal Chayv called him. The Baal Chayv was first. So the Baal Chayv got a previous shibud on the Baal Chayv got a shibud on the shir, and now it was mazik you. So mechetaisi the nizik has a din kedima over the Baal Chayv. Kasha number one. And then kasha number two, the Gemara says, "Vafilu hizik ad sheloi chav." And the first thing is also shver. Afilu the nezikin was first, but Baal Chayv kodem, but he chapped it already. He was typhus it. There was tvisa. Good. If you ask a rov a shaila, who is the first schus to be goyvet? The nezikin is first because the nezikin came first. But Lemaise, they didn't ask any shaylas. The Baal Chayv went and took it. See, he was typhus it now. He's typhus it for himself. Abba Baal Chayv called him, he was typhus it before the Nizik got a chance to be typhus it. So Shmami no Baal Chayv ma'ucher shekodem ve'gove ma'shegove le'gove. This is a whole shayla on the Gemara Ksubis. If you have taka kalke that's meshubit to two people, the Reuven is a Baal Chayv Mugdim, and Shimon is a Baal Chayv Mucha, and Shimon chapped it, it's not so poshut that the tvisa of Shimon doesn't help. It's not right, not proper, but Lemaise, he took it, he's Meshubit, he took it so a Baal Chayv Mucha can also chap. So I don't understand this din, this whole din I don't understand. Bein Shekodem, that Hezek, Hizik, Achaloi chap, Bein Chav, Achaloi Hizik, it doesn't make any sense, Mishtalam Megufay. So Gemara says, Lo'ilo mei malach ma shegove gove. A Baal Chayv mu'uche will be taifis is ma shegove is gove. V'shani hosam chetz v'shani hoch. Our case, v'amalei, the Nizik tells the Baal Chayv, ilo gabo chave, what if the shoyer would have been by you? Lo'i minoch have gove lei? Wouldn't I be going with the share from you? The ture, the share that was mazik, I'm going from him. Now this Gemara is Sisrei Teire. You have to understand what the Gemara said all of a sudden. So first we'll see Rashi, and then we'll see the Tosfos on this Gemara. Zot Rashi, Bein Hizikat Shaloi Chov, Achaloi lovo bailov hamois mi balei chayvin. So before he borrowed, he was mazik. Vafilo hizik achaloi chov.
Nami Balchayv Kodam Litvisa. But the Balchayv was Kodam Litvisa. Good. The Shibut was held before. The Kivin the Tophis. Amay Mafkina Minei. Shma Mino Bitmiya. The Pluti Baalme. Dikaman Yoma Mashagove Gove. Is the Galsi other made a Gilsa Bafilo Hizik? Atche Leuchov. Afilo was Hizik. Atche Leuchov Nami. Then is the kodim, I feel like he's a gachaloichov, obo, achaloichov, then is the kod, that then is it was first, obo shmami no, claima, I forgot then is the kodim, shibudi, koshlei hai, ilagabo chavi, the kvalgovisa lei kodim, shizik laminach mishtalimna, bitmiya. Let us see Taisvis. Ilagabo chavi, lav minoch, havigovilai. Now, the Pashtis of the Loshna Gemara is that the Nizik is telling the Balchoy, we're going about Chav V'achar Kach Hizik. That means he borrowed money Sunday, the Baal Asher borrowed money Sunday, and he was Mazik Monday. So the Gemara is Takashe, so the Shibud of the Balchoy is from Sunday, so he is a Dinkadime. Why do you give it to the Nizik? So the Gemara answers, the Nizik tells the Baal Chayv, if it would have been by you Sunday already, and it would be Mazik me Monday, I would get the share. That's what he's telling him. Yilu gabo chave, was meshubit to you on Sunday. What would be if you would have taken ben goivet Sunday? Yilu gabo chave, lav minoch avigovile, I would take it away from you. So Mamela, so I can take it away now also. Tema, Fertasis Amelde Kekash, Atsushtel. If it would have been by the Baal Chayv Sunday and was Mazik Monday, also Bedin Sheyigve, Sheposha Bishmirosa, you're 100% right, Atsushtel. If you would have been Goyvet Sunday and it was Mazik me Monday, so you're a Sheyigit, you were pay Sheyigit, so you have to pay me. That would be if it was your Sunday. But Lamaise, it wasn't by you Sunday. Who was Peshaya? The Baal Asher was Peshaya. So now, so you at all, you have no responsibilities whatsoever for the Hezek. The Hezek is attributed to the Baal Asher. The Hezek is attributed to the Baal Asher, not to you. So Mamela, and so now we're just coming with two shibudim. So your shibud is first. This is asking a mirdike kasha on the Gemara. V'yeshloima, the loy koma elo, kloima, ben guf asher mishubed labal choyv, kemayishu mishubed lenizik, shemishtala migufoy, So here we have to understand what Tosfos is answering. And we see from the Lashon of Tosfos, Leikoma, Elo, Kloima, Tosfos is just telling us, in other words, you have to take a lot of the words with a grain of salt. Leikoma, Elo, Kloima. We'll see exactly what Tosfos means. And Tosfos brings Arashi weiter, Bereisher Shanogach Abo Vachamish. Now let us see this Rashi. There's Arashi in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Now Rashi is on the five lines from the bottom of the Yomit. Voholoi Damye Lechav Atcheloi Hizik Vamrine Baminiach Kodme balei chayves veigviu lei osiklu. The hosam hu the omer lei nizik le baal chayv. There the nizik tells the baal chayv. Mei hai ture da askon minei mishtalimno. The nizik tells the baal chayv, from the shur that was mazik me, I can pay, I can be goyve. The Baal Chayv can't say this statement. Hilkach Baal Chayv Yitel Nechosem Acherim. So, Pshat and Rashi, as I saw in Aferishmul, and it seems from the places Rabbeinu Peretz, the Pshat and Rashi is Azoy. The Nizik comes to the Malve with a sap story. He says, look, you tell me you're first. Yeah, you're first. But let's just understand what's going to happen. I can only be Goyva from this Sheir. If you'll take away the Sheir, I'm out of the picture. You're a Baal Chayv. A Baal Chayv is Goyva min Aliyah. You won't take from this Sheir. You'll take from other Nechosim, right? So Mamela, where's the Yosher over here? So Mamela, even though you were first, but you have other alternatives. I don't have any other alternative. So Natar Shmuel brings down, so was that Takonis Chachamim. You have over here a Nizik who can only be Goyver from the Sheir. And you have a Baal Chayv that could be Goyver from other Nechosim. So then, give the Nizik the right to be guy from the show. Must have to be so greedy and thus, I was first, I had a shiva. You have an eight, he doesn't have an eight. Let's again see the Loshon of Rashi. The Omelei Nizik Lebal Choyf. Mahai Tura Da Askon, the show that was Mazik, Minei Mishtalina, that only from him I can be guy. The Baal Chayv can't say this, I can only be goyve from this shayr. He can't say, I can only be goyve from this shayr. So Memela, therefore the Baal Chayv should take other nechosim. This is how Rashi learned Pshat. Now, Frank the Rashi, so it's a nice sap story. The Nizik says, listen, the Rachmon is in there. Fine. What if he doesn't have any other nechassim? What'll be then? So lechayre, then the nizik is, then the Baal Chayv is chayv. I mean, you can't tell me alochis that the nizik is first. You're creating a scenario that because the nizik can only be goyva from the shayr and the mazik can be goyva from the aliyah. I mean, who says if he doesn't have any other nechassim? So what's now? So then, that's the Rashba's kasha and Rashi. That's one problem. There's another problem, and let's look at the Loshon HaGemara. The Loshon HaGemara, the Loshon HaGemara is like this. This Lomdis, the Sap story Lomdis, is the end of the Gemara. This starts, Damla Ile Gaboch Habalei Menach Habagovilei, the high to the askin me name is talamno. So the way Rashi is saying pshat, the Ika words is, forget about, let's erase the first words. The Ika words are, the Teretz is the high to the askin me name is talamno. I can only mon from the shirt. That's the key words. This first half, if it would have been by you, that's irrelevant. If it had been by me, I'd be a peshe. It wasn't by me, not a peshe. So these first words are not necessary. The ikir is the last words. The last words, a sap story. Listen, I can only mum from the shirt. As I come to chayis. And you could learn pshat. This is pshat and taisvis also. And therefore, taisvis kreintzach and the first five words, which don't make too much sense. So look at the Loshon of Taisiv, Yeshloima, the Loikoma, Ella, Kloima. The first words, forget about. Know what the key, the punchline is? Ella, that's what he's saying. Then Guf Hashem, Meshubud Lebal Chayit, Kemayishu, Meshubud Lenizik, Shemishtal Lemiguf. Your Shibud is not like my Shibud. I'm on me Gufoy. You on me Aliyah. So you have a bigger choice. That's what the Gemara is saying. But, Loikoma, Ella, Kloima, these are the Ika words. The first words, that's one way to learn Pshat and Taisvis. And the Taisvis learned like Rashi, it seems Rab Chaim did learn like this. Rab Reuven wants to say a Mordike Pshat in Taisvis as follows. Rab Reuven says there's a Mordike Chilik between Rab Reuven is in, Um, Simen Tesvov. Shlishis Bois Hei. Rabbi Reuven says as follows. There's a Meiridike Chilek between the Shibud of Asher Tam and the Shibud of all of the Shibudim. The Shibud of all of the Shibudim is pshat is that the person owes me money, and then, and since this person who owes me money possesses money, he has karka, or whatever it is, a metal to him, so then you have a schus to be goyver from the nechosim of this loyver, because nechsedinish inim arevila is what you possess becomes an orev to pay up your chayvus. The shibut of asher tam that you pay me gufoi, the trabruven, Rab Chaim says this, he brings from their semeach, the shibut of asher tam is not pshat is, well, you or you, Yosha was mazik, she owe me money, so me meila al man from Yosha. No, it doesn't work like that. It's a different cheshbin. Asher tam mi gufa misham, there's a shibut to the gufa asher hamazik. Not because you owe. There's a shibut to this shir was mazik, so I have a shibut to the gufa mazik. There's a meich bin zarai, the gmeir ahava mina asher shal hefke that was mazik, and later someone was leiche, so you'll take it away from that person. So, who was a pishay in the hezek? No one's pishay in the hezek. The more it's such a habamin is a ptuf and a sher shal hefke, kigab sharish, but without this ptuf, there's I have a shibud on the mazik to be given the mazik from the hezek. So there's a yisaidistik echilik between the din shibud of a nizik and a sher tam, I have a shibud to the guf asher, and the din shibud by all other things is because you owe, and this belongs to you, I can take it away from you, al snichsi din ishin nareimulay. That's how it works. Agdom Aleph. Agdom Ebeis. There's a meiridike Tosfos further, and we'll understand this Tosfos now with this yesod we just said. What is the din as follows? Reuven had a sher. Shimon gazels the sher. Right? Shimon is a barian. He's a gazel. He stole the sher. Now, he has the sher. He's not careful about the sher. Right? The sher goes out. He's mazik. What happens? A sher tam. It's mazik. First time in his life, he's mazik. So what's the din? So the din is, we go for it. The nizik will take the shirt. Kum te nigzal, ma pishi, ma chatosi. It was told of, I could have done something. I couldn't do anything. That is the aloche. The aloche is that a shir, tam, shehizik, you gave him the goof a shir. Are you going to lose? Never, you're going to lose, but not a sheir tam, the nizik takes, not because of the pishia grad of the maz, of the bala sheir. Although the bala sheir wasn't pishia at all. I have a tviya to the gufa sheir. So trabruven azoi. So trabruven. This is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, not saying sap stories. We're saying Gemara dikazach. We're saying that, let's start, if the sheir would have been ilu ture, Ilu gabo chape. Let's first talk about the bailam. Let's talk about the bailam. Let's say the shoyer was mazik Monday. The shoyer was mazik Monday. Sunday, it was by the bailam. And it was mazik Sunday, shaloi bipshiyas habailam. Shaloi bipshiyas habailam. It was stolen from the bailam Sunday. And it was mazik Monday. So the din is, I have a schus to take away the moment of the bailam, because my shibud on the guf asher takes away his moment. So that means I have a right, it's his shoyer, and I have a shibud to the shoyer amazik, so my shibud is because to take away his moment. So my shibud is because to take away his moment. What did you possess Sunday? You didn't even possess the shoyer. You possessed a shibud on the moment of the balasher. So if the hezek that occurred Monday to me is bekoyach to take away the money of the Baal HaShe'er, so zichi bekoyach to take away from you the shibud that you had on the money of the Baal HaShe'er. That means your shibud isn't stronger than the bailus that the Baal HaShe'er had. The Baal HaShe'er owned HaShe'er. And if this share is mazik, and it's not the fault at all of the Baal HaShe'er, it was gegazled. Afal pikin, I can take away, I have a shiba to the share, it's your money, I'm sorry. The share was mazik, me, I can take away the share. So the shiba, the guf that a nizik has, is bekoyach to be mafkiya, the moment of the owner of the share. That's the din. That's the din of shiba da guf. So Memela, who are you? You're a Baal Chayv. You didn't even own it someday. You had a shibud on the moment of the Baal HaShe'er. Fine. So you can't be better than the Baal HaShe'er. If the by shibud aguf can take away the momentness of the Baal HaShe'er, so Vadigivis my shibud aguf can take away the shibud that you had on the moment of the Baal HaShe'er. So my shibud is mafkiya, say the moment of the Baal HaShe'er and say your shibud on that moment. The ain guf HaShe'er, so that's how they want to say pshat and taisvis. The ain guf HaShe'er mishubed lebal choyv. The guf HaShe'er is not mishubed. The bal choyv is mishubed. And the din is that because of his shibud, I can mon from his money. That's the din of shibud them all over. K'mayshu mishubed le nizik shemishtalim migufay. The nizik has a shibud on the guf HaShe'er. So this shibud, that means I have an asik with the guf HaShe'er. This is because to take away your mominess and can take away the mominess of your bal choyv also. That's what I want to say, Pshat.